Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers chapters 16 to 18. Are we bound by the principle of tithing today? We read in Numbers chapter 18 verses 20 and 24 like this. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore, I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance." The above passage is the first instance in the scriptures of God allocating the tribe of Levi to receive 1/10 of the agricultural produce of the Israelites belonging to the other tribes, even though the principle of tithing has been mentioned previously in other contexts. This was in lieu as their compensation for owning no land in Israel initially, but were allocated 48 cities of refuge later that were scattered throughout the land. The tithe was also a payment for their services at the tabernacle of the congregation. God commanded the Israelites in the Old Testament to periodically part with 1/10 of their produce or income for four reasons: to celebrate the abundance that He has provided, to provide for the Levites who owned no land because they were responsible for the tabernacle and worship, to support various feasts and sacrifices, and to provide for the poor. In the New Testament, however, neither Jesus Christ nor the apostles gave any explicit instructions about tithing. However, Jesus clearly endorsed it as He did all the Old Testament law. So are we bound by the principle of tithing today? We should consider some key issues before we make a summary conclusion in this matter. As Christians, our allegiance is not to the Old Testament law, which are primarily given to Israel, but to Christ. Our giving needs to spring up from our love for supporting the church, the bride of Christ, and not just obeying a percentage standard. Throughout scripture, loving God and worshiping Him are at the heart of tithing. All of what we have ultimately comes and belongs to God alone, for He has total claim on 100% of our income and not just the 10%. Even though God did not need our income, but by giving them, we are reminded that God is our source of our abundance. Finally, the New Testament is clear that vocational Christian workers have a right to financial support from those to whom they minister. The law of tithe for the Levites challenges us today with two important questions. Are we celebrating God's goodness to us by giving away some of our material wealth to those who need it? Are we taking responsible care of the needs of those who service our spiritual needs? Let us be clear that we are not bound by the law of tithe today. However, the principles still apply: to celebrate God's blessing, to support those in vocational Christian work, and to provide for the poor. When we observe these disciplines out of our financial resources, God will in turn bless us through the cycle of abundance. Let us give cheerfully to God's kingdom in order to receive His all-abounding grace, His sufficiency in all things, and His abundance for every good work. We read the counsel of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 and 8 like this. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work."